All right, as promised, wrapping up today, we are joined right now by running back from the New York Giants. He is a Pro Bowler, PFWA Offensive Rookie of the Year, 2,028 yards from scrimmage, 15 touchdowns, one of just three players in NFL history with 2,000-plus yards in his rookie season, set an NFL record for rookie running backs with 91 receptions, second pick overall in the draft, and appearing courtesy of Old Spice and their all-new Refresher Collection, Saquon Barkley. My man, good to see you, Saquon. How are you?
Thank you for that introduction. Appreciate it.
Dude, that's a long introduction, man, and that's only 1 year into the league. So how you feeling, man? You're a big part of the NFC's comeback in the Skills Challenge. Let me start right there. Who impressed you the most in the Skills Challenge, and who talked the most trash?
Who talked the most trash? That's the easy one for me. Jamal Adams.
That's, no way, really?
Exactly. That's part of his game. You know, you respect it and you love it. But we got him back at the end. And who impressed me the most? Probably I'll say Jamal Adams again. They had on the skill challenge, they had a part where he had to jump over walls and climb underneath. And if I was a betting man, I would not bet he would have done it as fast as he did. And he did a really good job.
Dude, after I saw him lay out that mascot, there's nothing I think that guy couldn't do.
Exactly.
Not only nothing he couldn't do, but nothing he wouldn't be willing to do,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
You ever think about doing that? I mean, doesn't everybody want to do that to a mascot?
No, me personally, I don't get that rush to go knock out a mascot, whether it's a Patriot or Eagle or Dallas Cowboys one. So you probably won't see me in my career running over some mascots.
Saquon
but I can't make
Barkley.
No promises. I can't make no promises.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. How about the game itself? You played some defense. You played some defense. You got after the passer. What was that like? And when was the last time you did that?
The last time I did that was high school, my senior year. But the Pro Bowl game was fun. It was fun, very fun to interact with those guys and be on the same field with those guys. Obviously, the rain was awful and it sucked. But to be able to go out there and play defense and get a pass pressure, I did get a pass pressure. And I don't know.
You're proud of that?
Yeah, very proud of that. I don't know if I get any stats.
Dude, they can't take that from you. Nobody
Never.
Can take that from
no.
you.
And honestly, if it wasn't a Pro Bowl, I could have got a sack. Uh-huh. I could have dove for the sack. But obviously, you just want to take care of each other. And then I got involved with a little fumbleitis, I guess you can say, which was also dope.
Dude, I bet you wanted that badly. This guy, like, it's unspoken. It's understood that there's kind of an agreement among guys what you do on that day. But, man, when that sack is staring you in the eye and right in front of you, how badly did you want that?
Bad. Right. Like part of me just want to dive out and make the sack, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a fun game, but you also got to understand that you want to protect each other. Obviously do it in a competitive way, but I shouldn't be out there, so I'm not going to be out there diving at someone's legs or knees to make a sack in a fun game, but a game, and when you put it in perspective, that doesn't mean anything for your team or his team.
Hey man, like I said, the last thing you want is to get hurt or to hurt somebody else. And Juju Smith-Schuster was just up here when he got hurt, man. That had to be the scariest thing ever for the Steelers and their fans, right? I mean, for who? For what?
Yeah,
you want to respect the game, but...
Yeah, you want to respect the game, definitely. You want to have fun, and you want to be competitive. Because at the end of the day, we're just all athletes and competitors, and we compete at a high level. But when I heard that, obviously, I didn't read too much on it. I just thought I heard it was a knee bruise. So I'm just glad that it wasn't anything worse and that he's healthy. And obviously, I seen him over here. I was doing a little interview. I know he's healthy.
Dude, how funny was he? Was dancing while you were doing the interview.
Yeah,
man, he's a funny dude.
I was trying to keep a straight face while he was doing it. And like, all I see is like in my eyesight of him just dancing and smiling and Juju being Juju.
I was going to say, Juju doing Juju things. Yeah. Saquon Barkley joining us. How about that first touchdown you scored? An amazing 68-yard run against Jacksonville. What do you remember about that play and the feeling of getting into the end zone for the first time?
Yeah, it was amazing because they were doing a really good job in the run defense of slowing us down. And I remember just talking to my coach on the sideline and talking to the other backs, and they were saying, this is NFL, be patient, but when they give you opportunity, you got to make them pay for it. And what better way to score your first touchdown than a 68-yard touchdown? Obviously, it would have been a lot better if we had won that game, but it just made everything that I believe I was able to do. Just put it all in perspective, like, I still can do this. Obviously, you really don't have doubts, but everyone's saying this, everyone's saying that. The game's different. The game's that I only play one preseason game, not even. I play, like, a drive, so that was, like, my first real NFL game, and that just solidified that. It's just like college, and I can go out there and play at a high level.
Dude, I love that topic there. Hey, listen, it's the NFL. Everything is different. Everything is different. These holes close more quickly. You won't believe how much faster it is, this, that, and the other. Guys always talk about that welcome to the NFL moment, you know, either because somebody hit you harder than you expected or a hole closed up faster. Did you have a welcome to the NFL moment, or was it all pretty much smooth sailing?
pretty much smooth, but I would say one would be a hit from J.J. Watt. I would say that would be my welcome to the NFL hit. It was just because we were running at a counter play to the left, and that's when you have two pullers, and he beat one of our guys to the right. So if you put it in perspective, like, I'm going to the left, he beat the guy to the right and still tackled me at the same time when I got the handoff. So that's how quick he got to me, and I was just like,
a guy
wow.
that size.
Exactly. And then you look at his size, and obviously he's been dominating the NFL for a really long time, and he came up to me after the game and gave me compliments and high praise. And, you know, it's just crazy when you see guys that you respect the game and you grew up watching them, and when they come to you after the game, it really, really holds a lot of weight.
Well, I think, again, I could flip that thing on its head. There are going to be guys who remember the first time they tried to wrap you up. As an example, Akeem Hicks, a Bears Pro Bowl defensive tackle, was saying, quote, there's a play that he loves to talk about since we've been at the Pro Bowl where I tackled him. It was for a one-yard loss, but when I grabbed him, he was still driving me. I'm 330 pounds. The guy's got some strength. I think he's a special player, end quote. What do you remember about that play, and then how much did you enjoy reminding him of that at the Pro Bowl?
He brought it up first. I'm going to make that clear. He brought it up first at the Pro Bowl.
You're sure now?
I'm positive. But it was like a little joke, but yeah, that was a little, obviously it was for a negative loss, but I was letting him know that you didn't just manhandle me. I think he did a couple times during that game, but that moment right there, I was able to show my strength and push him back a little bit. But that was a fun game going against them. I remember we were in a goal line, and he was telling me, run right here, run right here. He was making a lot of plays. I made a lot of plays, and we ended up with the win. So that was a fun game.
Saquon, you're really comfortable. You're really comfortable in your own skin, and even in New York, because, like, New York's not for everybody. That's a microscope. That can get pretty hot. It's a gigantic spotlight. Not every player can handle it. What was it like for you in your first year playing in New York with the media and the expectation?
It was honestly easy with the media. I'll talk about expectation a little later, but with the media, because just be who I am. You know, that's the best advice people gave to me is be who I am. Team first, have the same mindset of that, answer the questions right, and it's going to be easy for me. So that's why I believe it was easy. The expectation was easy, too, because I didn't listen to it. You know, I kind of just blanked it out. Like, when I mean blanked it out, obviously I saw it. I'm active on social media. I watch TV. I watch sports and all that stuff. So I seen what everyone was saying that I have to do. I got to do this. The Giants shouldn't have picked me this and all that. So I just blocked all that out and just focused on myself and focused on helping my teammates out and growing as a player and keeping my standard and helping me out tremendously.
So what's worse? I mean, being told, and you probably haven't heard this before, but being told, man, you suck, you're not good enough, you're not fast enough, you're not strong enough, or the flip side of that, being told over and over again how awesome you are, how great you are. What's more dangerous?
Dangerous is how great you are. You know, it's different. When you hear from people, it depends how the tone, how they say it, but a lot of people are saying, oh, this guy's amazing, this guy's that. If you don't have the right people surrounding you, and thank God I have my mother, my father, my siblings, my team who keep me level-headed and myself to keep me level-headed, that can go to a lot of people's head, especially as a kid at the age of 21. You have a lot of success in the New York market and New York media where they're saying this about you, saying that about you. You can step out of yourself and you can become something that you're really not. And so far, it's still going to be a challenge. It's still going to be a challenge as more success come my way, God willing, but still got to stay true to who I am.
You're working with Old Spice. I'm going to ask you about that in 1 second. I want to ask you about a former teammate, though, Trace McSorley. He's going through the draft prep right now. You've already done this. What advice would you give him?
Be who you are. Be who you are. Everyone's going to say this and that and third about him, about his height.
And they are, right?
Exactly. Be who you are. The film's going to talk. The people that talk for you is going to benefit you too. Just go in there, show your IQ, and show that you're a competitor. And that's his biggest thing. He is one of the biggest competitors I've ever been played with, one of my favorite teammates. And I'm not just saying that because I'm biased, but I'm just letting you know, like, at the end of the day, you could take this guy, you could take that. This guy could be talented. This guy could have that quality, could have that quality. But if he's not a competitor, he won't succeed in the league. And that's the thing that I've noticed from my first year. And there's reasons why a lot of people come to NFL and have all the talent, but they don't succeed in the league. No matter if we're down 30 or we're up 30 or we're 3-13 or we're 13-3, Trace McSorley is going to be the same person no matter what.
So what's your response then to that rap that, yeah, the guy doesn't have great size, but he doesn't have a great arm either?
Competitor. He's going to make up for it. And tell him what he lacks, and he welcomes that. You know, and I think that's what we're similar in. Tell me what I'm not good at. Tell me what I can't do, and I'm going to find a way to get better at that. And he's going to train at it. I know he's been working really hard right now, training on what people are saying he lacks. And I'm a big believer, whenever he gets his opportunity or wherever he gets his chance, he's going to show the world.
Listen, one more thing I want to ask you about. There's an amazing stat that flies under the radar. You became the sixth running back in history with 350-plus touches and not a fumble all season. Your running backs coach at Penn State, Charles Huff, was huge on that. What was his message when it came to fumbling, and then how much pride do you take in that stat?
His message was simple. The ball, the ball, the ball, the ball. Eat, drink, sleep, all of that, the ball, the ball, the ball. Obviously with great help from Coach Johnson at the Giants too, really emphasize on controlling the ball, because when you're able to control the ball and not turn the ball over, it gives your team a better chance to win statistically, or that's just how football works. So I've been fortunate enough not to fumble. Hopefully people don't jinx me and I can go a long time. I hope I can go my whole career without fumbling, which probably won't happen. But even when I do fumble,
is there a part of you serious when you say that? Like, hey, man, I really would like to go into my entire career without putting the ball on the ground once. Is that possible?
I mean, why not?
Right.
I did it for the first year. So I proved I can do it. One year at a time. So that's my goal, even though it could happen. But hopefully I don't jinx myself. But even if I do fumble, go back, watch film, see why I fumble, learn from it, and get better from it.
Saquon Barkley, my guest, you're working with Old Spice in their new refresher collection. It features 5 new body washes. How's it treating you? What is your favorite kind?
This one right here, I would say, the shea butter. I would have to go with that. One, obviously, because it's really, there's real benefits and there's real ingredients in it. And on your body, it just makes you feel good. And I know people think football players, we're the jocks, we stink. I'm big on smell good and big on smelling good. So that's why I say that one's my favorite kind. And when I actually put it on, I love it. Feel good, smell good, play good.
So say that again.
Feel good, smell good, play good.
I had to update that. Feel good, smell good, play good. Saquon Barkley, my guest. Listen, man, I really appreciate you. You had an amazing year. Glad you stopped by. Always good to see you, man. I appreciate the time very much.
Thank you.
Saquon Barkley joining us here on The Row. Feel good, smell good, play good, right?
Yep.
I got it, man. I got it. You don't have to tell me twice.